One ag economic indicator suggests pessimism is spreading across farm country. More today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer is a monthly survey of 400 farmers across the U.S. to gauge their economic perceptions. Purdue ag economist Michael Langemeyer says the January survey took quite a dive from December.
There's actually, I think, several potential reasons. One of those is the news coming out of the January WASD was not positive, particularly for corn. They actually increased the U.S. yield by half a bushel, and they also increased the harvested acres, increasing the stocks to use up to about 13.5%. There's also more negativity regarding exports, and the indices related to financial performance were more negative this month than they were in December.
Langemeyer says farmers were asked whether they expected good times or bad in the next 5 years.
The percentage that indicated good times dropped sharply, from 46 to 34%. The percentage that said bad times went from 24% to 46%, so a very large percentage that indicated they thought agriculture was going to have bad times in the next 5 years.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.